ABC Radio Australia.
A human rights lawyer has denounced a speech given by Fiji's Prime Minister at the United Nations Human Rights Council in Geneva, calling it an insult to Fiji's population. Prime Minister Frank Bainimarama underscored his country's commitment to justice during the UN Council meeting, which was Fiji's first as a member of the group. And though some activists have welcomed the inclusion of Fijian leadership on the world stage, others believe that it makes a mockery of the country's own human rights record. As Priyanka Srinivasan reports.
It was Prime Minister Bainimarama's first address to the UN Human Rights Council since Fiji was voted in as a member last October. Fiji is the first Pacific island to hold a position on the council, and the Prime Minister used the opportunity to praise his country's democratic values and how it supports the vulnerable in society.
Our targeted investment in the growth of social wages has lifted generalization burdens from the backs of our people, freeing them to pursue enterprise, build community, and invest in their own futures. Through our national budgets, we have set aside record funding towards shielding and uplifting the vulnerable in our society, including women, children, and Fijians living with disabilities.
But for Fijian human rights lawyer Aman Ravindra Singh, who is also a political leader of the Fiji Labour Party, the PM's comments contradict what he says is really happening in the country.
This has become the norm for the last 13-odd years that this leadership has been in place. They have continued to speak very highly of respect for human rights and the achievements that they have managed while in power. However, on the ground and in Fiji, it is the opposite.
Mr. Ravindra Singh is particularly concerned with the Prime Minister's talk of prison reform, part of the Fiji government's attempt to, quote, condemn violence in all forms.
There has been no realistic prison reform. In fact, the prison conditions today is appalling. We have prisoners sleeping on floors without mattresses, prisoners living in inhumane conditions, in cruel and degrading conditions. So this is the reality. And unfortunately, Fiji now harping on about respect for human rights at the international stage is a huge insult to the population of Fiji.
Fiji is not the first country to be criticized for being on the United Nations Human Rights Council, which has 47 members that each serve for three-year terms. Countries like Saudi Arabia, Burundi, and even Australia have faced scrutiny when elected to the council over their own domestic human rights records. But for some human rights advocates, having a Fijian voice as a member of the UNHRC is a step in the right direction. Nalini Singh is the executive director of the Fiji Women's Rights Movement and sees Fiji's seat on the council as an opportunity for the country to improve its own human rights record.
We are definitely on the right path to ensuring recognition of women as equal citizens and ensuring that there is gender equality, which looks at, you know, providing human rights for all people, regardless of different identification in terms of gender and sexuality. So I would say that in his speech, he has recognized that, and we are definitely on our way.
Nevertheless, she believes more work needs to be done to bring about equality.
It's one thing to have provisions in our laws and policies, but it's another thing to actually have meaningful implementation of that where we are not leaving anyone behind. We do applaud the government's effort in ensuring that we do have the policy and legislative framework, but when we see a holistic implementation of action plans to achieving those goals, there's often very little momentum or political will in that regard.